Hello, my name is Susan Orban, and I'm coordinator of the Washington County Coalition for Children. One of the goals of this website is to provide information about resources available for children and their families in Washington County, Rhode Island. In an attempt to better meet the needs of children and families, the South County Physicians Initiative recently conducted a study aimed at the identification of areas of concern for children's mental health. One of the areas of greatest concern was childhood anxiety disorders. As a result, the coalition has created several podcasts to provide information for parents about childhood anxiety. We contacted Dr. Ellen Flannery Schroeder and Rachel Baldwin, whose research and practice focus on childhood anxiety disorders and parental training, to help us develop these podcasts. With their help, we've created podcasts that address topics such as, what is childhood anxiety? What are anxiety disorders? What can I do to reduce my child's anxiety? And what can I do if I suspect my child has an anxiety disorder? This first podcast is devoted to defining childhood anxiety. I'd like to welcome Dr. Ellen Flannery Schroeder. She is director of the clinical psychology training at the University of Rhode Island, as well as the director of the Child Anxiety Program at the University of Rhode Island. She has been invited to speak at numerous schools, conferences, and community events throughout the country, and is the author of several articles on childhood anxiety. She received her PhD from Temple University and has been treating children with anxiety disorders for over 15 years. Welcome, and thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Rachel Baldwin also joins us. Rachel is a PhD candidate in clinical psychology at the University of Rhode Island. She received her master's degree in child development at Tufts University and has conducted individual child therapy and group parent training through the Child Anxiety Program at the University of Rhode Island. She has also worked with multiple groups, including early intervention, to provide direct service to children with anxiety and their families. Rachel, can you tell us a little about the information contained in this podcast?
Sure. This podcast has been developed based on information from current research in childhood anxiety, an experience that both Dr. Flannery Schroeder and I have had in treating children with anxiety disorders and their families.
Why don't we begin with some basic information? What is anxiety?
Anxiety is a feeling of apprehension, tension, or uneasiness related to a future uncertainty or the expectation of danger. But there are lots of ways that people talk about anxiety without actually using the word anxiety. Some parents might describe their child as a worrier or very shy. Others might describe their child as stressed out all the time or a perfectionist. In none of these descriptions have I used the word anxiety, but anxiety may be the main issue of concern.
Some anxiety is necessary to help us act appropriately in a threatening situation. We want our kids to have a momentary anxious response when there's a certain tone in our voice indicating danger, like when they're getting too close to the street. Their anxious response makes them pause for a moment and assess the situation or respond to our directions. Without anxiety, people can act rashly and impulsively and place themselves at risk of harm.
In fact, we count on people having anxious responses in certain situations. For example, fire alarms are designed to elicit apprehension or uneasiness. The intended effect is for people to become aware of a possible danger and to act accordingly.
If we all need anxiety, why is it considered a problem?
In reasonable amounts, a feeling of anxiety gives us information about our environment and helps us make good decisions. Some people, on the other hand, have an overactive anxious response. There are different ways in which people can experience excessive anxiety. Some people feel it too easily, for too long, or too intensely, and those responses start getting in the way of their everyday life. Using the example of a fire alarm, consider fire alarms that go off too easily. Sometimes people have a kitchen fire alarm that goes off every time they make dinner or if dust gets into it. When the alarm is working, its sensitivity is making it sound far more often than it needs to. The same thing can be true of a person who has difficulty managing their anxiety. they may become alarmed or concerned about things that really don't warrant it. Other individuals may experience extreme anxious responses. When they hear an alarm sound, they may experience so much anxiety at the sound of the fire alarm that they panic. Such an individual's anxious response is over the top, and instead of becoming more alert and determining the best path to safety, they can be frozen with fear or behave irrationally in their panic. A person may also take a long time to recover from the experience of anxiety. So when the fire alarm goes off, even once they've moved to safety, they can't seem to drop the feeling of dread. They may maintain that anxiety so long that they become consumed with worry about when the alarm will sound again. They are in a constant heightened state of anticipation, worrying about the alarm going off, and thinking about what they would do if it sounded. It's like they're constantly experiencing the level of anxiety most people feel just at the moment that the alarm sounds.
When kids are experiencing these high levels of anxiety, they can attempt to reduce the anxiety by avoiding the thing that causes it. So in the case of the fire alarm, if the child is worried about the fire alarm going off at school, they may try and avoid going back to school.
Well, what is meant by anxiety disorder?
We start to think about anxiety as disordered when the experience of anxiety has stopped being helpful and is now getting in the way of a child's ability to go about their everyday activities. Usually, when we talk to kids and families about children's anxiety, we ask how anxious the child feels on a scale of 0 to 8, with 0 meaning not at all anxious, and 8 meaning the most anxious they have ever been. We also ask them how much their anxiety is getting in the way of them being able to do the things that they enjoy on a scale of 0 to 8, with 0 meaning it doesn't interfere at all, and 8 meaning they're having difficulty doing just about anything, even leaving the house for fear of running into the thing that makes them nervous. When kids or parents rate anxious feelings, or the degree to which anxiety is getting in the way, as over a 4, there may be reason for concern.
How common are anxiety disorders?
Estimates of how many kids have anxiety disorders range from around 6 to 16%, with girls experiencing anxiety disorders 1.5 to 5 times as frequently as boys. There are several types of childhood anxiety disorders, including specific phobias, social phobia, separation anxiety disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and obsessive-compulsive disorder, often referred to as OCD. For a description of each of these disorders, parents can listen to the podcast devoted to defining anxiety disorders.
We hope this introduction to childhood anxiety has been helpful and informative. On the website, you can download additional podcasts about childhood anxiety, including topics such as definitions of anxiety disorders, things parents can do to help their anxious child, and treatment options. We also have included a reading list for parents who may want to take a more in-depth look at certain topics. Thank you for listening.